Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alright everyone, Seimin here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hello Seimin, liking you is not a question. It's just a pure, plain, simple fact. My husband asked me how much I like you. I can make an educated guess based on what I do and correlating on relationships that I've had in the past. I can't pinpoint it exactly, but it's a lot. Since I like your core personality, I ask for both chats and video requests. I say that your Sandman alter ego is endearing, and during our private chats, you're quite fun and relaxing. Both are good. I've gotten used to you living rent-free in my head, and it turns me into Wonder Woman. The term my husband uses when I'm blankly staring off into space. He will typically ask me, how's that Canadian guy doing, or how are things in Canada? I'll tell him whatever I'm wondering about, or is confusing me. It's quite random because we discuss so many different things in our chats. I think I watched about 2,100 of your videos now, so that makes it a little over 61%. I even bought an audio set of your first 5 seasons in case you get banned. For me, this passes as mild obsession. I also know someone a long time ago left a comment about me being autistic. It was really nice, but as far as the spectrum goes, I have OCD tendencies. I told my boss about it and he said he didn't need a doctor's note and that they should probably just drop the tendencies. My goal is not so much to learn about you, but I wouldn't mind doing so. I do not consider you an equal. Not many people are in that category. Just so there's no misunderstanding, I'll be blunt. I think you're better than me. The video where you said you're not a beta or alpha, but instead an omega, was simple and accepted. Or did you never wonder why I never questioned this? Hope that answers a few things for you. Unquote. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation. First, I'll discuss your obsessive OCD fandom of me, and then later on, I'll briefly get into some of your family comments that I didn't share. I'm pretty sure most people don't want to hear those, and that they don't want to get used as emotional tampons. Over the years, I've had obsessive fans, and the reason I stopped meeting people in public was not because of the fear of my safety from people that hate me, but I fear for my safety from people that like me. I've worked around celebrities for much of my life, and most of them have to wear disguises to be left alone in public. And I don't get starstruck, and that's why people hire me to film interviews with celebrities. Another part about being an online personality and having fans like you, female or otherwise, is that for some reason, when people get to know me in real life at first, they're okay with my personality, appearance, and nature. But over time, they notice that I don't think the way they do, and I don't know if that intimidates them, scares them, or just too damn weird for them. In the middle of high school, my fashion sense was pretty good. But then the following year, I pushed my expression in clothing and music a little too far. And that scared people. For example, if my Bitcoin boy comes in over the next 2 or 3 years, I'm thinking of getting one of these custom Jeeps. People will say, just get a regular Jeep, but I want to go off-roading safely in the Southwest. And this is made of bulletproof Kevlar, and most people would say that style-wise, it's going too far. But then my mind goes even further looking for a crazy design like this one with the Carlin King Ground Stealth Fighter, which is designed with a variety of weapons, including a machine gun, grenade launcher, an anti-tank missile. It has a top speed of 100 kilometers an hour and a range of 800. Unfortunately, it's somewhere between $1 and $3 million. It's getting close to Bugatti prices there. The first Jeep is $60,000 and it isn't an assault vehicle. But the Carmen King is the perfect Cybertruck car. But people would be freaking out thinking I'm going to take out a parade or something with all the onboard weapon systems or something like that. My point is, when it comes to my actions and appearance, I'm like Jack Burton. I always rub people the wrong way in the end. So fans might like me at first, but usually there's something people don't like about me later. The most I've been accepted in my lifetime is as a disembodied voice spewing out radical ideas. But that's never stopped women from being interested in me thinking that I'm some sort of weird nerd, and usually I would attract weird nerd girls before such a thing was even possible in the early 2000s, before geek culture ever became popular. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyways, now back to answering the question, how does Sandman swat women that get obsessed with him away Clown World show? With a fly swatter, of course. In my teens and early 20s, and even a few years ago, I learned that the best way to tell women that I wasn't interested was never to flat come out and reject them. Then they'd run away crying and freaking out like I'd crapped in their cornflakes. The best way to tell them is not to tell them anything, and just ignore them. Ms. Fatgam, when people get on your nerves, you eventually get angry and blow up on them. Maybe you think I'm better than you because I have the integrity to tolerate annoying or abusive people until they get the message and just go away. I think this idea that you see me as being better than you might also be something that people might pick up on. I don't think I'm better than other people, and instead I wish that other people would live life with the same zest that I have, becoming the interesting people they want to hang around with in their lives. Maybe to them it appears as though I'm trying hard to be someone or something that I'm actually not, even though what I actually project are my personal values. But again, I ignore the fangirls and women getting into my personal space when they're drunk or completely sober. But when I was younger, geriatric grannies were grabbing my butt when I used to work at a bingo hall. At least they tipped well, even though they made my tip shrivel up and hide. That was my experience with ex-girlfriends as well, trying to get back together with me. I would ignore them until they got the message. As you've learned from our conversations, I give lots of attention to people, listen intensely, and actually care about their problems. I'm an intense person that's present in the moment. Another term that scammers use, like being present or living life as your authentic self. If you say that you're doing those things and you encourage others to do so, then you usually aren't. Maybe that's part of people finding me weird in real life as well. If I do ever show myself online, I'll have to carefully curate what people see, because people might see me as going too far and being too radical, even though for me my behavior is perfectly normal. As for other ways to get women that are obsessed with you off your back, one time, I think I went to a theme park and this annoying girl was after me. I gave her my phone number, but just changed one number in it. That way she'd never be able to get a hold of me, and if somehow she managed to get my number, somehow I would chalk up the wrong number to her writing it down incorrectly. With her and other women that asked for my phone number if I didn't give it to them, they would have had a meltdown in front of everyone, as I rejected them out in the open. But giving them that number gave them false hope. I've had to do that multiple times because women won't actually take no for an answer when they want a man. They'll get into your personal space and say or do inappropriate things. Take you for example, Ms. Fat Cat. You send me a wall of verbal diarrhea text that'll piss off my listeners if I read it all to them. You also mentioned that I see myself as an Omega male. That's old news, and over the last few years, that man is now known as the Sigma male. The man that's outside of status hierarchies. Hence why I want a vehicle that's outside of what you see normally on the road. Women that are materialistic wouldn't even know if it's actually this year's model or 10 years ago, because a Jeep like that is one of a kind. It's more art than it is mass production. I just want to express my style in a unique way, and I want to scare away those that want to measure my value based on the physical objects that I own. It's easy to reject most women and watch them leave if you do things that don't fit into the motivations of what most people do. As for all your family stuff, I didn't really understand what you were rambling on about with regards to your feud with your sister. The only thing I understood was that you were blunt with your father, a successful businessman, and that you don't sugarcoat anything. My thinking is that your other family members want to get on his good side, thinking that they might get some more of that inheritance one day soon. But you don't care about that. You also mentioned that people in your family don't trust you and that you're a black sheep. Maybe you find me appealing because you have similar principles as me, but I just take them to the extreme. I don't know. Is it possible that you might actually find my duality interesting? That I pretty much tell you like it is and fuck off when you choose a horrible topic or write poor quality questions, but when I talk to you in my chats, I'm concerned and understanding. Women are attracted to duality. In one mode, I can come off as a cold asshole, in the other mode, is a warm, sensitive guy. Not to mention that women find the dark triad traits attractive, and superiority is one of those, and you yourself have said that you find me superior to you and mentioned that that's a rare thing for you. You're increasingly surrounded by men that are passive pushovers, that refuse to stand up for what they believe in because they can't take criticism and fear attacks from others. Also, part of narcissism can be showing off, but for me, many people mistake my creativity for showing off. Some people confuse these two things. They might feel like I'm trying to one-up them or something. But in reality, I'm just trying to show them something interesting to inspire them and challenge them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ms. Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat probably wants to take charge and smash down my door so I can tie her up naked on my bed, put her there, and then just ignore her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that recognize how unique the Sandman's brain is away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.